This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellams.
I'm Yusuf Nakahita.
With us, Nikita Reed, clinical assistant professor at the Department of Journalism, the School of Journalism there at the University of Arkansas. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Right before Thanksgiving, we started a series of conversations.
Mm-hmm. We are focusing on diversity and culture, and you are helping us out with that once again.
That's right. And if you would like to hear a certain topic in the future, let us know by sending us an email to ozarksatlarge@gmail.com. We've already heard from some folks.
We have, and we'll be talking about that in the future.
All right. Nikita, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Good Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. You know, we grubbed as usual.
What'd you eat?
The staples, dressing and chicken. And we have caramel cake and sweet potato pie and macaroni and cheese and... Yes, all the good stuff.
Well, we talked about some of the cultural differences that could come with Thanksgiving. Let's go into the landmine now of cultural December.
Yes.
Maybe that's a negative way to phrase it, but everything from the war on Christmas to happy holidays, a lot of people celebrate differently.
Yes, yes. And I know I was talking with Antoinette about, religion, and coming from Peoria, Illinois, my hometown, to the South and the Bible Belt. You learn a lot of things. You learn what's acceptable and how to tiptoe around certain topics. And people are very protective of their Merry Christmas and reason for the season. And I don't know how it is in Fayetteville, but I know in Memphis, they're really a little strict on that.
Are they?
Well, in Arkansas, Arkansas in general is, majority Protestant and very majority Christian. Mm-hmm. So Christmas is... Growing up in small-town Arkansas, I think it's pretty universal, even if you don't have all of the exact same ideas about the Christmas story or the little literal interpretation. Everyone celebrates Christmas. But then you get to places like Fayetteville, Little Rock, Eureka, and maybe a few other places. And then you realize that, no, not everybody has grown up celebrating Christmas as a major holiday in their family's lives. And I think that's where some of the conflict... Where the curiosity comes from.
Sure, sure. And I know I've run across people, and I guess maybe it is like that in Fayetteville, because if you are, it's a college town, and you're coming across different personalities, different cultures because of the university. So you do start to, for me anyway, it kind of harkens back to the Illinois, where people don't just assume you go to church and it's just kind of like, oh, what are you doing over the holidays? Or what are you doing over break versus going to church tonight, are you going to go, do this or that?
So let's bring up happy holidays. There are some people who are offended if you say happy holidays. Look, if I don't think he'll mind me pointing him out, but let's say Robert Ginsburg, who is the host of Shaking Jazz at KUAF. If I say Merry Christmas, to me, Merry Christmas and happy holidays are interchangeable. Holidays meaning New Year's, Thanksgiving, whatever. I don't mean anything bad by it. I don't mean one is lesser than the other. But if I say to Robert or any friend of mine who might not be Christian and celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas, I've never had anyone say, oh, I don't celebrate that. Why are you saying that? Likewise, if someone says happy holidays, I don't assume that they're trying to undermine any holiday. But
that's interesting. So could we just go with Merry Christmas? I mean, is it a safer bet now? Can we return to Merry Christmas in with the idea that you're probably less likely to get backlash from people who just kind of accept that, this is the sentiment. I know what you mean. I'm not going to make a big fuss since I'm an atheist. I don't know. Just looking at it from that angle.
If the intent is good, if someone is just trying to wish you a nice day, then is that okay? Because I would assume most people... Because I guess what I'm thinking of is, when I'm out shopping or something, there's usually, a greeter or a checkout person. That's usually where I hear a lot of it, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I think I've heard a combination of the two. And I'm never offended by one or the other because I think your intent is basically have a nice day, which is well-wishing. So I think that, if that's the—maybe, again, we've talked about intent before.
Sure.
That it's kind of the intent.
What can we agree on that is okay to say or not say or think about when you do have— several religions with days of significance close together?
I personally believe you go with what you feel, because you're right, it is intent. And if someone does want to correct you, I think you have to be ready with your response, So if someone says, well, don't you mean Merry Christmas? No, I didn't. But I respect, you know, how you celebrate. And I think that's just being honest and adult and real with people. You know, we can't walk around on eggshells and try to figure out the exact thing to say. You're never going to say the right thing. And I think we're coming to those times where we can respectfully agree to disagree. And you can say, I respect how you feel, you know, but I meant that, you know, and I'll remember in the future to say Merry Christmas to you if that makes you feel good. But I'm not going to just walk on eggshells, you know, just because I had no idea, you know, you were... Mm-hmm. Felt that way about the actual phrase Merry Christmas, you know? I just think at a certain point, where do you draw the line, you know? And after a while, we're not going to say anything. You know, this is, hey, happy break. All right. See you later, you know?
Well, do you think that maybe companies feel that they have to be more careful to tiptoe because they don't want to offend customers? Mm-hmm. And so therein lies maybe why it seems safer to them perhaps to say, and I'm sure it's different for every company, but I could see as a company saying happy holidays because then you're encompassing all of the December holidays.
And that's how they handle it.
That would be.
And if you get that one person or a few
sure.
who say, no, Merry Christmas, it's like, we're a place of work. And you are free to celebrate how you want. We have to say happy holidays because we respect everybody else. And that's just the way it is, you know? And hopefully that person is adult enough, you know, to understand that, you know?
Well, what if you're in an area like Arkansas or the South where Christmas is celebrated, even if it's only as a cultural thing for some people?
And I think that's something that people sometimes forget, too, is we were just talking about companies. I mean, for some companies, I think it is just a material holiday. It is an opportunity to sell things and give gifts. I think some people celebrate the Christmas without a religious tie to it necessarily. It's like you said, a cultural thing.
And if, I don't know the raw numbers, but I wouldn't be shocked if 85% of Arkansans or higher celebrate Christmas in some way. Mm-hmm. So should we then be offended if a store says Merry Christmas and we don't celebrate that, but understanding that the vast majority of where we live, that isn't a slap either?
Well, look at Chick-fil-A. What do they say to you? You know, my pleasure. You know, they put these little things where it's kind of like, you know, have a blessed day. And I'm agnostic. I don't be like, hey, give me my chicken sandwich. I don't go to church. You know, it's fine. Thank you. You know, I mean, and I think that's just that company knowing who they are. They know their brand and they're comfortable in it. And it's kind of like, hey, if you don't want these blessings, you don't want to have a blessed day, go get chicken sandwich somewhere else, you know? I think that's their right, you know, and I think if they're a private company, especially, and that's their brand, I think you got to know your brand. If you're trying to please everybody, you can please no one, you know, because you're constantly trying to shift and change and appease everybody. Branding. There you go.
Let's move from divisions to things that might bring us closer together, but just like different traditions that we have. You have stockings at your house?
We do.
We have things that are called Santa bags. And every year, when we left Illinois, we went to Clarksville, Mississippi, to my grandmother's house. We spend the night Christmas Eve, and we wake up in the morning, and along the living room table was everybody's Santa bag. And it was basically, you know, the leftover grocery bags that you get, the little plastic ones. Mm-hmm. And they'd have our name on it, you know, scribbled in marker. And you'd have a handful of nuts, and you got fruit, and you got chocolate, and you got candy canes. And that was our, as I grew up, I realized that was our stocking. There was no fireplace. But that was the way my grandmother and my grandfather gave us that stocking experience, you know. At my house, we did have a stairway. We had, you know, a fireplace. And I tried, but it wasn't the same. You know, it's just like, I want my little grocery bag full of stuff. You know, it's just like, I don't know, it was just too clean, too polished. And I just loved that tradition. And it was just like, it was wonderful that they took something, even though they couldn't afford a traditional stocking, you know, how you think it's supposed to be. It became something treasured, you know. And my cousins, my aunts and uncles, we all look forward to that bag. If we went down south and we didn't bring back their Santa bag, we were in trouble. but I also learned that, you know, other families did certain versions of the Santa bag. Some put them in socks, like a regular old sock, you know, and they might have just got fruit, you know, or some used shoe boxes. You know, it's just whatever you had, you know, you did, you know, what you could. And it just became a wonderful family tradition. And I think that was just, it's phenomenal. I just love to think about other ways people do stockings, you know. It's really interesting.
I'm going to ask one more question. And if you're listening and you have someone who's very young, Might want to distract them. Growing up, I'm going to ask two women of color. Santa was always white. Did that make a difference? Did that ever occur?
Okay. Yes and no. Again, Illinois. When we're out in public, yeah, Santa's white. When you get home, you're surrounded by black angels and black Santas, and it's different. And you kind of start to understand that. It's kind of like in church, I guess, too. Is you have white Jesus, and it's like, okay, yeah, I recognize white Jesus, but we also have black Jesus. And it's kind of like, I have two versions of everything.
Did that upset you at all that somehow this version's okay for public consumption and for what we all can take in, but
when you're in the community, you understand that. You understand that, you know, it's kind of like these two versions, right? In public, in the mainstream, Santa is white, you know, but when you get in your community, the Santa might be black because they know their constituents, they know their citizens, their community. What becomes upsetting is when you hear things on mainstream news, people get upset or they avoid the black Santa. Like, let's say a place is really progressive. They're like, why not a black Santa? And nobody wants to visit him. That's when you become upset. It's just like, well, we accept yours. You know, why won't you accept our version of Santa? You know, and there is a black Santa, but his name isn't Santa. It's like Claus or something like that, or Uncle Claus or something. It's really cute because they're not trying to mimic, you know, or create a version of Saint Nick. It's like we're creating our own Santa Claus figure. And I like that, you know, just put our own stamp on it if we're really going to go there, you know.
Did it ever occur to you?
I'm trying to remember. I mean, I know the stuff that we bought, you know, we would get at just a regular store down the street, and so it was definitely a white Santa or a white elf or something like that. Some of our bear stockings are brown. Some of them are white, but some of them are brown.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it ever bothered me. I really do think that I just sort of thought of it as, like you said, well, it looks like them, so why not?
Yeah. All right. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Everything else.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you, Nikita.
Thank you.
Oh, and once again, if you have ideas you'd like us to talk about, send us an email.
At ozarksatlarge@gmail.com.
Thank you.